Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome to the podcast, my friends. This is your host, Sherry Miter, and I am going to bring you what will hopefully be a short, very informational podcast today, podcast episode. And let me start by just telling you, so I'm taking a course right now on how to write better copy. And copy is just basically the written word. And it's how to write better emails, how to make your website look better, how to create promotional materials, free resources for people like you. All the things that have to do with writing, basically. And I got to tell you, it has been a big challenge for me. I would much rather spend my time coaching my clients, strategizing, thinking of ways to build my business, doing podcast interviews, or having like real conversations. I'd rather any of that than writing. And I admire those who have that gift to write, the gift to create stories in the written word, the people who can write in good grammar in English. That is so not me. And we need those people because honestly, I'm about ready to outsource all of that to somebody else. I, again, just admire those people. And I'm kind of a little jealous of those who have that gift because it's just not me. So again, I'm really struggling in this course, but luckily I love the coach who's teaching it. And I also love the community that we have in it. There's a Facebook community for people in that are taking this course right along with me. But anyway, I posed a question in the group looking for advice on creating a resource that I want to create basically for you, my audience, and for anybody that's new to listening to me who maybe they're trying to figure out like, does this chick even really know what she's talking about? And do I want to follow her? And something that would just help you in your life and your business and becoming a better leader. So I posed the question asking for advice on what should that resource be about. Well, one of my peers in the group recommended it be something around Clifton Strengths. And this was her comment to me, the beginning of the comment. And I'm going to just read it verbatim. She said, I've taken the Clifton Strengths assessment. I read about my traits, thought, oh, that's cool. Sounds about right. And never did anything with it again. Why? I didn't want to devote the time to understanding a new personality assessment. Why? Because I didn't understand how it would benefit me. Now, I have to honestly say, I hear people say that all of the time. When I tell people I am now a Gallup certified Clifton Strengths coach, a lot of times I get, oh, I took that assessment once. That was really interesting. Or, oh, I think I had to do that for work one time. I don't even remember what my top five were. And even myself, I was guilty of that. And you may have heard me say this before, that my first experience with Clifton Strengths was back in May of 2016 when I first took the assessment and I got my top five. And I don't even remember doing it. I don't remember doing anything with it. It wasn't until 2018 that I really started to unlock what it all meant and realize what an amazing tool it could be. And honestly, it wasn't until I went to a workshop that all the light bulbs started to go ding, 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 like, oh, this is why it's so fabulous. And, you know, it kind of reminded me of my dad with his first cell phone. And, you know, my dad's not that old, respectively. He's, I don't know, late 70s now. you know, when you turn 55, 70 is not that old anymore. But anyway, my dad had a cell phone for a long time, but he really didn't want to use it. Like, he had it, but he didn't know what to do with it. And when he had a landline, the rule was you tried the landline first, and if he was home, he answered that phone, and his cell phone was always turned off. He only used his cell phone if he was actually out and about, and sometimes not even then. So the cell phone was a last resort. It was not the first way you tried to reach my dad. And he was like that until a few years ago. He lives in southern Louisiana. Hurricanes went through. They lost their landline, never to be restored again, at least to my knowledge. So he had to learn how to use the cell phone. Well, guess what? Once he started using it more, he now texts. He even knows how to FaceTime on his cell phone. And he sees the value of having that because guess what? He hears from his grandsons more. And now he can FaceTime with me and actually see his great-grandchildren face-to-face, which is so fun to do. So the tool has become valuable to him. And I feel like that's so much how Clifton Strengths is. For a lot of people, it's that like, oh, that's interesting. Toss it aside. It's just another personality assessment versus a personal development tool, which is what it can be. So I wanted to take some time over probably a series to really cover some questions that I get all the time. And in the future episodes, we'll cover things on how Clifton Strengths compares to other assessments out there, like the Enneagram, Myers-Briggs, things like that. I'll cover all those. Some other topics that people have. And actually, if you have any questions about Clifton Strengths, and maybe let me know, message me or email me and let me know, what's your hesitation about it? Or do you have questions about it? Maybe you took the assessment. You're one of those people that like, oh, I think I took that once, but I don't even know what to do with it anymore. Let me know what questions you have, and I'll put that in future podcasts. But today, I wanted to kick this series off by keeping it simple and letting you know what exactly is the Clifton Strengths assessment. Like, what happens once you say that, oh, you know what? Okay, Sherry, you got me convinced. Let me take this assessment. Or if you are like the friend in my Facebook community that took the assessment, but you just don't know what to do with it, I'm going to give you 5 practical, easy to implement steps, action steps that you can take tonight or today, this morning, whenever you're listening to this, to actually start benefiting from your report. And hold on to the end of this podcast because I have a special announcement for you tonight. So what is it? What is the Clifton Strengths assessment? Well, first of all, I'm going to share with you some things that I am getting directly from Gallup's website. So if you want to know more, and if you're ready to take the assessment, just head over to www.gallup.com. You can do /Clifton Strengths. That'll take you directly there. And you can read a little bit more about Clifton Strengths. You can see some testimonials, see all that good stuff. But in a nutshell, you know, Don Clifton, who is the founder of Clifton Strengths, he wanted to know what would things look like if we studied what was right with people versus what is wrong with people. And Clifton Strengths is all about living your best life using your strengths. And Gallup says, meet some of the 25 million people who completed the Clifton Strengths assessment and use the results to maximize their potential at work and everywhere else. And you can watch the video of people who have taken the assessment. Again, that's right on Gallup's site. So over 25 million people have taken this assessment, and they are using it to thrive at work and just in life. Because Gallup believes, and Clifton Strengths shows, that we are all unique. We are all powerful. And when you understand your own personal powers, you can feel more confident about who you are. And understanding your strengths unlocks your potential and leads you to greater performance. Who doesn't want that? again, you can go over to Gallup's website and read some of the testimonies and watch some more of the videos. But what happens when you say like, okay, I want to go take this assessment? The first thing you're going to do is take this hour long. Now, Gallup says hour long. Really, most people, it takes 30 to 45 minutes. But you do want to plan it because you have to do it all in one sitting. You can't like pause it and go back to it. But you will see 177 paired statements, and you choose which ones best describes you. So it's kind of one of these things like, does this describe you better or does this one? It is a time, it's not timed out, but each question is timed out. So actually, I guess it is timed out, but each question's times out on you. And Gallup just assumes if you don't really know which one you feel strongly on, you're probably neutral. So a timeout actually counts as a neutral response, which is okay. That's part of the assessment. That's part of how they figure out what are your 34. So once you do that assessment, you will get personalized results. And your customized CliftonStrengths reports and guides will give you an aha moment as you experience new ways to understand what makes you so unique. And I'm going to share with you in a minute what reports you actually get. Then you learn to start applying your strengths throughout your life. And there are a ton of tools that you can use to help you learn how to apply the CliftonStrengths and that new knowledge you have. So you can start using it so that you're not like my dad who just like, oh, this is a cool tool, but I don't know what to do with it. You actually start to use it. And Gallup likes to say you claim it, name it, claim it, aim it. So you learn how to aim it. And again, I'm going to tell you about what assessments you get. So the Clifton, the report gives you, if you do the full 34, which I highly recommend. So you do have two options to do the assessments. The first one is, it's $19.99. It's, you get your top five. You only get a couple of reports with that, and it's not as detailed, as customized as the other one. So I highly recommend that you go for the full CliftonStrengths 34 assessment. It's normally $49.99. Now, after listening to this, if you shoot me a DM, the link's down in the show notes, or email me, I can get you a little bit of a discount on that as a coach. So just shoot me a message and I can help you with that. But it's normally $49.99, a great investment even at full price. So if you're really antsy, just go for it. If you're questioning it, start with the top five. You can always upgrade to the full 34. You do not have to take the assessment all over again, though. They keep the results on hand. Which leads me to another thing. If you took the assessment, maybe you took it for work years ago. You're one of those people that I think I took that. You can go in to Gallup. They keep your assessment on record. I don't know how long they keep it. But I know for myself, I went back and they had my results. I did not have to go back in and take the test all over again from 2015. So they do have it on record. So you'll probably just need email, all that kind of stuff. Now, if you do the full 34, what that gives you is CliftonStrengths has taken buckets of what they call talents and themes. And it's how we operate. It's how we naturally think, feel, and behave. They call them our talents. And they have studied. And that's the other thing I love about CliftonStrengths is it's all based on research. Decades of research. And they've discovered that the way we think, feel, and behave of, you know, all the people they studied can be narrowed down to these 34 talents. And your reports are going to rate those 34 based on where you are strongest and where you are not so strong with those 34 talents. And it is kind of, I was just doing an interview today and we were talking and, you know, as my friend said, it's kind of like its own little language, but I'll just give you an instance, like my top five are futuristic, maximizer, self-assurance, command, strategic. They may not even necessarily mean what you think they do initially. And that's why the report's so important. Now, when you do the full 34, so I hope I haven't lost you. I know this is a lot of information here. That's why I do recommend just head over to Gallup. And after you listen to the full podcast here, because I do have those announcements, head over to Gallup and you can see things, you know, black and white, watch the videos, all those things. So you get your 34 report. When you do the full thing, you actually get four reports. The first one's your Clifton Strengths 34 report. And this gives you your custom descriptions of your top five, the domains, and how to navigate weaknesses in this report. You'll learn how to unleash the infinite potential of your strongest Clifton Strengths and better understand your full Clifton Strengths 34 profile. So it helps you navigate through the whole report. You also get what's called the Strengths Insight Guide. And from that, it says get an in-depth analysis of your top five Clifton Strengths themes unique to your specific Clifton Strengths profile. This report describes who you are in an astonishing detail and explains what makes you stand out. I love that report because it is so customized exactly to you. It's based on not only that one particular talent, but how all your other talents, how they show up in your life, affect that one talent. And when people read that, they normally read it and it's like, oh my gosh, that is so spot on. So it's pretty cool. And then you also get with the full 34 report, you also get what's called the signature theme report. And this report lists full descriptions of your top five Clifton Strengths themes so you can quickly reference your most dominant talents. And then you get a theme sequence report, which has all 34 of your Clifton Strengths themes in order and a brief description of each of them. In addition to those four reports, you would get the Strengths Finders 2.0 ebook written by Don Clifton. And you also get some virtual learning modules. A lot of people miss this, but you actually can go into Gallup and find these virtual learning modules. So you can learn more about how to really use this information. In fact, they have one of the modules is called, I have my report and now what? Which I highly recommend you go in and watch the modules. So that's kind of what happens once you do the assessment and you get your reports. That's a really quick overview and probably more confusing than it really is. And I apologize for that. So what I want to do now is just give you five quick practical steps. If you're thinking like, Sherry, I don't have time to watch those modules, just tell me what I need to do. I have my report here. I just don't even know what to do with it. You're staring at it like my father did his cell phone. These are five. This is the abridged version of what to do with your Clifton Strengths report. Number one, I highly recommend print it out. Read through the reports. Read it as if it was a novel about you, because that's really what it is. And highlight what stands out to you. What do you read that you're like, oh my gosh, that's so me, underline that. Or there might be some things that you read and you think, oh my gosh, that used to be me, but I've lost that piece of myself somewhere along life, you know, the course life took me on. Or you might read, oh, that's why I've been doing that. It's really, really insightful. So read it, print it, read it, and highlight. Number two, share your report, your Clifton Strengths 34, your insight report with a close friend, a peer, or a supervisor even that you have a good relationship with. See what they think. Are they surprised by your results? And why or why not? It's always great to have somebody else look at it and affirm things for you. Or maybe they might see things and it's like, wait, I never knew that about you. Let's start working on that. Number three, hone in on your top five. This is you at your best. I tell my coaching clients, if you can work and live in your top 10, 80% of your time and, you know, on earth and your activities, you have a really great life. So hone in on the top five first. Select one or two action items that you will find under the take action to maximize your potential, which you find that in the Clifton Strengths 34 report that you can start implementing today. So look in your Clifton Strengths 34 report. You're going to see a page called Take Action to Maximize Your Potential after each of your top five talents, your top five themes. Select one or two of the action items listed there that you can start implementing today. Focus in on that for the week. Step number four, repeat step number three. Do this weekly or even monthly. Some people like to hone in on one of their top five or their top 10 for a whole month. I've heard of people even honing in on one talent for an entire year. I couldn't do that. I like to do it weekly, but whatever fits your personality the best. And again, pick an action item that you can start implementing right away. And they're super easy action items. I'll give you, let me pull a for instance here. Let's see. Under my strategic, one of the action items says, find a group that does important work and contribute your strategic thinking. Your ideas and expert planning can make you a strong leader in any group. Another example under there, still for strategic, schedule time each day to think about your goals and strategies. Time alone might be the best way for you to evaluate all your options and to find the right course of action for each goal. So as you can see, sometimes the action items require you to go out and may involve more time doing something. And sometimes the action items are actually giving you permission to not do as much, to sit quietly, to spend time in thinking mode, which I love. So number five, do what you can to study the report and refer back to it often. Again, this is not meant to be something that you take, you look at and think, oh, that's interesting, and shelf it. Keep it on your desk. Keep it in plain sight. Use it. Work on your top five strengths and just become intentional about using them. And that will make more sense as you start really reading your report on how to become intentional about it. Because just as one of those things, the more you are aware of them, the more you can intentionally start to use your top five strengths. And you'll also just start to notice how you naturally use them and how easy it works for you, because that's the whole thing. Your top five, even your top 10 talents are easy for you. And sometimes they're so easy that you don't recognize that that's a talent you have. So that's why this assessment's so valuable, because we don't recognize what we're already amazing at sometimes. And this puts it in black and white and it helps us really hone in on that. So they do become our strengths. They do become our superpowers. And when we can do that, we can excel in our leadership skills. We can excel as an entrepreneur. We can excel as a wife, a husband, a mom, a dad, anything in life. So I will, if you want these top five tips, you know what? I will just put them in the show notes. So, because I know for me, I like to see things in print. So I will put those in the show notes for you. But if you want more, I highly recommend, and so does Gallup, you get better results when you do hire a coach. And whether it's me, maybe you don't relate to me, and that's totally okay. I may not be the right coach for you, but you can go to Gallup and you can find all the other certified strengths coaches out there, or hire one directly from Gallup. There's a ton of us, thousands of us. If you do relate to me, then obviously I would love to work with you. So hire a coach. And for myself and a lot of us, I offer everything from a 90-minute session where we just kind of dive into your report and I explain it better, where it's customized to you, answer all the questions you have about your report and how to start using it in your life. Or I do, you know, start at 90-day coaching packages where we really get to dive into your top five and top 10 and how to utilize them to up-level your life. Especially if you're working towards a big goal, it's really, really a great tool to have in your tool belt. Or if you're not ready to hire a one-on-one coach, attend a workshop. Truly, it was a workshop I attended that, as I've said before, that really had the light bulbs go off for me. And guess what? I am so excited to announce that I have one coming up in August. I don't have all the details yet, and it's going to be virtual, so anybody can attend it. But I will have all the details announced next on the next podcast. So the podcast that will come out on, it'll be a Tuesday, the end of July. So just, you know, make sure you don't miss another podcast. If you haven't yet, hit subscribe so you don't miss another podcast. And if you're on my email list, you get an email notification when podcasts come out. So anyway, so there's a workshop coming up, and that is so powerful and very cost effective. The other thing, if you have already taken your assessment and you have your top five and you're just kind of curious, like get my insights on it, share them with me. Message me. Again, the button to message, direct message me is in the show notes. Hit that. I'm here to help you. I totally geek out over strengths, if you haven't figured that out. And so my inbox is always open to anybody that has questions about strengths or wants to share with me your top five. I would love to see, do we have a lot in common? Do we not? If you have questions about what does that one really mean, just reach out to me. I'd love to have that conversation with you in the chat. And if you're ready to take the assessment, message me for, again, a special discount for my Uncharted Entrepreneurs listeners. So just again, same button, hit that direct message and say, hey, Sherry, I just listened to the podcast. I'm ready to take my assessment. What you got for me? Okay. And again, don't miss the next episode. I'm so excited about this. It's going to feature one of my very special mentors and friend of mine who was extremely instrumental in me truly understanding the power behind CliftonStrengths. He's the one that conducted the workshop I went to. He's helped coach me. We geek out over strengths. We laugh because we found out we are CliftonStrengths twins. We have so many of our top 10 are the same, and even our bottom five are exactly the same. Not in the same order, but exactly the same. So we had a good chuckle over that today. Plus, I will have that announcement of when the workshop is and a special offer for you, my Uncharted Entrepreneur, as an Uncharted Entrepreneur listener, because you take the time to be here and listen to me and enjoy the podcast. So with that, we are at the end of our show, and I did not do a good job keeping this short, but I hope you found it interesting. I hope that you found it educational, and I hope it inspired you to either go back in and find your report that you took years ago or go take that assessment. And either way, I will be waiting for you to hit my DM, hit my message box, just click the link below, and I'll look forward to either seeing your top five or if you're looking for that code to get a little special discount I have for you. All right, as always, thanks for being a listener of the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast, and I'll catch you back here next time.